This is called Lungs Like a Distance Swimmer. They're building a new building inside the old one, have torn down walls to make room for new toilets and still lifes of apples, and stretched on the fencing around the site's perimeter flaps a sign advertising extreme safety, which is just a fancy way to say, yes, we already thought of that, we're professionals, geez. And there's air venting from one of the old windows, air that's not being fed like dinner into all the half-flattened local bike tires. And because I'm hungry, I decide bike tires are hungry. And because I can't ever seem to get my lungs full enough, I wonder if to create new, the workers first have to deflate old, or if the lungs of what's old have to be de-screamed before the new shout, that monstrosity, can be erected so that it can be raised in 30 years for its failure to anticipate the pure gold of new needs. It's like faulting a bear for not liking the right kind of honey. There should be more fencing like this around everything. The milk in the fridge I can't get enough of, even though every time I drink it, my body retunes to the key of groan. Around the CD I keep playing, like each song's a firecracker to decode. Around the blonde woman I cannot hold and so can't stop aching to hold. Maybe dismantling's just backward algebra, unbroken window as the letter X. And if one building's going up inside another, what time did the train my future lover's riding leave Memphis? Solve for the color tongue, the midnight yes, the yellow I'm sorry hard hats the workers wear as they lounge smoking near the mound where a tree I've now outlived recently stood. They crunch into the doomed building seeking old boards marked almost, and screw by screw undo today's not good enough, make room for tomorrow's yes, this. Color of sigh, brick of almost, doorway to maybe. I'm a block past when a worker whistles. I turn back and look at a woman crossing the old building's final exhalations, her loose green dress clinging to her like a wish blown.